Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Dr. Olive Dickerson lived a normal Canadian life. She was a Métis who advocated for women's rights, seniors' rights, First Nations, and Métis rights. She was more than an advocate. Dickerson was the forefront of the struggles. She was an inspired, inspirational teacher and mentor who changed Canadian history. She was born in Winnipeg in 1920, the daughter of a Métis mother and English father. During the Depression, the family moved to Manitoba's Interlake region, where Olive and her sister learned to live by fishing, trapping, hunting, and gathering. During her time in the bush, she learned the joy and value of education. One of her few neighbors was a Scottish Redimonds man, a classical scholar who loaned Olive's books written by great philosophers in the London Times.
And now in Cree,
Dr. Olive Dickerson Mana. Kipibitsaham Canada Pimatsun, Viatipemsu, Egini Postamat, Isquewa, Kaskitauna, Kisainun, Inuak, Egua Utpemswak. Maganamoipugo cani postamaget, Dickerson, Giniganapu, Ute suge kutihuna, Egi sigiskagut, Eg sigiskagit, Ugistromagewa, Egua uistiwil, Egi miss kutuna meat, Canada Petsinawayote. Egini taugit Winnipeg is be 1920, utanza utipemswa ugawi mawa egwa agayasin wa utawia. Espeak it maxi, peguhewama, ki achipitrogis Manitoba interlakeski, ita olive egwa osimsa egini ta kinosewetik, wanegetik, machitik, egwa mawatitigate. Espeak ga kisatak sagak, ki skatum, ratkisun egwa. Eitaguak kisua maksun. Piak uvitab magana Scottish ut tipahegeo napeo. Piak uhtaun ukistamageo. Egi awehat olive masnegana. E masnahami tagagi umaptunetigeo niik egua London Times.
When the Second World War broke out, Olive moved south and her life changed when she met the legendary priest Athol Murray. Murray had founded the Notre Dame College at Wilcox, Saskatchewan, and he took Olive under his wing. She graduated from Notre Dame in 1943 with a philosophy and French degree.
Ispinis donu tinto an espike Olive apitagiska no kispitu, eguapito sipamatsun gagi, nagiskuat, in stue taxit, aimehewinu, Athol Murray. Murray egi machiptak Notre Dame College anta Wilcox, Saskatchewan, egua kiksoma weo Olivewa.
Olive then began a long career in journalism at the Regina Leader Post as a reporter. It was here that she became truly aware of her Métis roots and became interested in First Nation issues. After a long career, she left journalism in 1967 to become Chief of Information Services at the National Gallery of Canada. There, she began her first book-length work, Indian Arts in Canada. At the age of 50, she shifted gears again, going back to school with the specific intent to get Canada's history right, beginning with the First Nations. She completed an MA and a PhD in history at the University of Ottawa, studying the early contacts between the French and North American First Nations. Those studies resulted in a groundbreaking book, The Myth of the Savage.
Olive Guaki Matatuske Umasnagiotir, Regina Leader Post Achimuinu, Ektaga Nagatugit via Utipemsu, Wagumagana, Egua. Kino tekskitam inuak piskitamun. Kinoes e tatuskit. Kinagatam umasnagiwen atuskiwen 1967 kaitagut kapamnak kiskitamun paminwewen anta National Gallery of Canada. Eguta ka machi tatinsta masnagan atuskiwen. Inu pa tapasnagiwen uta Canada. Ispi 50 tatapunet ekta ki itu tam kiwai. Kawe examaxit, kweasku ma Canada pechinawe kespitak, emachi tat uche inwa. Ki gispinetamasut, MA egua PhD, uche pechinawe anta University of Ottawa. Egisno maxit, nagiskatun uche, we Mr. Gusu, egua North American inwak. Uhe gisno maxuna, achimuna, astewa, tagagi masnegan, The Myth of the Savage.
Olive Dickerson's second career as an academic historian lasted a shorter time than her newspaper career, but it had a much greater impact. At 56 years old in 1976, she took up an appointment as an assistant professor at the University of Alberta. It was from that base she created her best-known work, Canada's First Nations. Another ambitious project she undertook was writing a general history of the Indigenous people of Canada. That became Olive's enormously influential Canada's First Nation, a history of founding peoples from earliest times, first published in 1992, giving Canada's First Nations their historical voice for the first time.
Olive Dickinson kutak utatuskewen kiskramagio kiskeita mono tepetsinawe. Namoigo no estapskus kagetusket atumostagewen magamistagewe ogo. SP 56 eta tapunet, SP 1976, kiita tuskewitse, kiitu yksinamagiwanta University of Alberta. Ekta uutu ajawin kau timagak, tagagetuskewen Canada's First Nations, kutak Kayosi wa tuskewen tuutamuun ei tuutak. Emas nahak sampuku uche pechinawe emas nahak. Uche inwag uche Canada. Eugu Olive Mr. Higiwe eki suna pratiwet Canada's First Nations, a history of founding people from earliest times. Egi mas nahegek. 1992 ikta Canada inwag e ayamagak petak sunstam.
Olive Dickinson was made a member of the Order of Canada in 1996. The next year, she received an Aboriginal Lifetime Achievement Award. Dr. Olive Patricia Dickinson died on March 12, 2011 at the age of 91. She is memorialized with the University of Calgary's annual Dr. Olive Dickinson Award, which honors the accomplishments of an Indigenous student who has overcome adversity and life challenges to succeed.
Olive Dickinson, Egi Pitagwahit, Order of Canada, SP 1996, Kutagaski, Kikispitinamasu, Aboriginal Lifetime Achievement Award. Dr. Olivia Patricia Nee Williamson, Kinagatasko, March 12, 2011, 91 Etatapunet. Kagiski Sigwio Janta, University of Alberta, Tatuaski, Dr. Olive Dickinson Award, Egistemit, Ugaski Tamasun Inu, Ugiswamagio, Esagu Tatquiaskegua, Kuchihun Eg, Kaski Tamasut.